Blog Talk Radio.
Here
in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. We'd like to say good morning to you this Sunday morning, November the 25th, excuse me, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2012. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank God for another opportunity to come on this broadcast and give God some praise. Amen. We thank him for all of you. We pray that you had a blessed and glorious Thanksgiving and that you were able to bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to open up with some prayer, and we're on this line for nothing but to give God some prayer on this morning. And I know many of you are getting ready to go into your houses of worship. Well, what better way to go in there with the praise down in your spirit? What better way to go in there always already illuminated, already on fire, always already anointed and ready to give God your all? Amen. We're just so happy to see my dear brother and friend on the line. And I tell you, as I reflect, and I'm going to go right on and give it over to him, as I reflect upon, he and I was on this radio blog talk. I mean, we were novices, didn't know anything about no radio blog talk, but Brother Mike, Minister Mike, and I started on this broadcast, and I'm reflecting on that, Mike, because next month will be a year. We'll be commemorating a year on this radio network, and I tell you, it's been such a blessing in my life, and I'm sure it's been a blessing in many of your lives. So he's right here with me on this morning, so I'm going to turn it over to him, and we're going to go on and get into prayer. Amen. God bless you, Minister Mike. How are you? Mike? Hello?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you this morning.
God bless you.
Thank God for you. We will get into some prayer on this morning. I'm sure you have so many things to give God thanks for and pray for, and we want you to just go and intercede for us on this morning.
Amen. Dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, once again, we thank you for allowing us to set our face to see you early this morning rising. Thanking you, first of all, for our sound mind, our health, our strength, the functioning, and the activities of our limbs, O God. There are those, O Father, that are less fortunate on today, O God, experiencing whatever life hazards have happened unto them. Back on the east, God, it's those that are dealing still from the after effect of Hurricane Sandy, God. We're asking you to look down upon every one of those right now, displaced from their homes. Touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, O God. O Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you return unto them the sustenance of which they lost, O God. Heavenly Father, there are those that lost their lives due to this hurricane, and those that feel the effect of the loved ones that have gone on. We're asking you to lift up their bowed and hung down head. God, strengthen them right now wherein they are weak, Father. You know the effect of a loss of a loved one, for you dedicated your life, giving us your only begotten Son. He came down and he died for the sins of all mankind, O Father. We're asking you right now, by those very stripes, that we are healed. We're praying for healing of this land of ours, God, the Americas and throughout the borders and across the seas, O God, even in the war-torn countries, God, the uprising of the Palestinian people against the Israelites, God. We're asking you right now that you intervene. These are your chosen vessels, your people, God. And you declared in your word, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, if we humbled ourselves in prayer, if we seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, you said, then wilt you hear from heaven, you would forgive our sins, but you would heal the land. Father, truly, the land is in dire need of a healing. It says that it cries out even in this hour unto you, God. It is seeking, looking for the manifestation of the sons of God that we should come forth. Father, we pray for every church, for every denomination on this morning, God, that there be no more separatism, God, but that we all speak the same thing, that we all be in the same mind and in the same judgment, and let there be no divisions amongst us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come against that spirit of division right now in the name of Jesus. It's always when we have a major earthquake or a hurricane where the people come together. Let us not come together for these things, God, but at all times to come together to worship you, to honor you, to give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up in this hour the President of the United States, God, the job that you have given him for the second go-round, for his second term. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said the heart of the king is in your hand, and he is in your hand, God. Now, we're asking you to continue to shape him, continue to mold him into the vessel that you have designed for him to be. And we pray not only for him, but for the protection of his family, his wife, his daughters, even the staff members that are on board with him. Shield and protect them from hurt, harm, and danger as well. Father, we pray in this hour for the government officials, God, for the senators, God, for the mayors, for the governors, for the congressmen, for the council members, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all parties, God, crossing over to the divide, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Americas again unto you, God, a country that was established with principles that are biblical, God. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. But you said we have gone a-whoring after the strange gods. We ask you to forgive us for prostituting the gift that you have given to the church, God. Oh, yes, Father, for the bride that's supposed to be coming, in the name of Jesus, Father, we have went after another. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive us for the sins of lasciviousness, for the sins of idolatry, for the sins of witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, even the seditions, God. All the hearsays and the speculations, God. Oh, we have forgiveness in this hour. And now, God, we ask you for those that are locked up in the prison wards, God. You don't forget them, but you remember them, that you even touched them in this hour. Give that one that has the faintest of hope against hope, God. As Abraham said, against hope, against all hope, and yet he hoped in you. His faith was in you, God. I'm asking you to go into the prisons and increase their faith, giving them the understanding that all things are possible if they only would just believe. And Father, we ask you to shield and protect them even while they're in incarceration. Give them a mind to say yes to your will, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the judicial system, the judges, God, the prosecutors, the public defenders, even the witnesses that take the stand. Those that lie on the stand, making deals on the stand. God, we pray for them that you would reveal even unto them the secrets of their heart. Manifest to them, God, the errors of their doing. And you bring it to light. Because you declared all things are done in the dark, they shall be made manifest. And Father, we pray for Sister Adrian. We lift up every pastor. We lift up every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet, even those that are apostles, we lift them up in this hour, God, asking you to keep them settled, God, to keep them steadfast, unmovable. Father, we lift up the teaching of the apostles' doctrine in our God, to manifest your true word in this hour and graft it into our hearts, that we walk in the light as you are in the light, that we be careful and grateful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, Father, we ask you, as in all things, that you be glorified on this day. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we're just so gracious this morning for your loving kindness this morning, God. We lift you up, Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord God, because you have the name that is above every name. You say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord God, we come to you this morning, God. We're confessing all of our sins, God. We're confessing every evil thought that was not of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you to purify our hearts this morning. Cleanse our hearts, Lord God. Wash us white and oh, God, purge us with hyssop, Lord God. Oh, take every foul and evil word that proceed out of our mouth, Lord God. We bind every evil thought. We come against us. Of the enemy on this morning, we bind everything that he denied, that he has put forth in our life. Hallelujah. We come against low self-esteem this morning. We come against the spirit of depression and oppression and suppression this morning. We come against, Lord God, the foul spirits that are roaming the land, Lord God, that are taking over our children in our homes, Lord God. We come against the spiritual attacks of the enemy. We bind the demonic forces right now in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority over everything, Lord God, that you have given us power. You said when the Holy Ghost comes, we shall receive power. Power to what? Power to tread on serpents. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Power to denounce them. Power to decree and declare. Lord God, we're standing on your word on this morning. Lord God, you told us in your word to prove you. You told us in your word to make our request known. Lord God, we petition you this morning, Lord God. We need help. Brother Mike and already prayed for healing of the land, Lord God. We need help in every area of our lives. Lord God, we asking you to bless our finances, Lord God. Bless our homes, Lord God. Bless our houses of worship, Lord God. Bless the leaders, Lord God. Give them a love and compassion as Jesus had for the church, Lord God. Help us to be submissive to those that have rule over us. Oh, God, but you said let no man be no lord over no heritage, Lord God. But let them rule and let them govern with love. Let them rule and let them govern with compassion. Let them rule and let them govern with understanding. Oh, God, we bless you on this morning. We lift up every pastor, every leader. Oh, God, we asking you, Lord God, to give them a new mind. Lord God, we asking you to transform minds on this morning. For you said, let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we're looking for the mind of Christ. Lord, help us, hallelujah, to put on the full armor of God. Oh, God, that we would be able to withstand in the evil day, Lord God. Stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against Satan and every attack that he would put up on us, Lord God. Oh, God, we're lifting you up, Jesus. Oh, for we have no other help, Lord God. All of our help, Lord God, it comes from you. Oh, God, we're asking you to remember the bereaved family on the day, the Claiborne family, Lord God. I'm asking you to continue to strengthen that family, strengthen those teenagers and the young boy, hallelujah, that have lost their mother on this past month. Hallelujah, and even the dumb children, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to come together as one. Oh, God, we're asking for unity this morning. Mother Mike already has praying for unity among the brethren, Lord God. For you said 16 does the Lord hate, and 7 is an abomination. You hate a discord sore. We come against that spirit of discord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against every lying spirit. Hallelujah. We come against blaspheming on this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we come against that spirit of murder that have taken over the city of Stockton, Lord God. Let the women and men of God that have confessed and professed your name, let us bind together. Hallelujah. We will come together as one. We will be able to denounce that spirit. We will be able to take over our city again. Hallelujah. And our families and the murdering spirit would not ravage the land. Oh, God, I bring Danielle before you this morning and all the women that are in prison all over the country, Lord God. I bring Attorney Jerry Mooney before you this morning that's helping and working on our behalf, Lord God, and all those that are working behind the scenes. Lord God, Deanne Kaufman this morning, I bring her before you. Judge Lewis Trent, Lord God, Judge Winsberg, and Judge Julian Parker this morning, I bring them before you this morning. And even my son in Angola, Louisiana. Oh God, I'm asking you to comfort his heart. Lord, change his mind. Give him a mind to surrender. Give him a mind to call on you. For I have trained him up in the way that he should have gone, God. Oh God, I'm asking you that word that is already been instilled in his heart, Lord God. Let it come alive, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking you to bless this true fellowship conference. Oh, let us come together where there's no envy and there's no jealousy, but let us come together where we can speak a word that would help somebody. Help us come together where we can speak a word that would empower, that would enlighten, and that would encourage somebody and give them hope, Lord God, to let them know that if they put their trust in you, Lord God, you will never disappoint them. You will never fail them, Lord God. Oh, God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Oh, God, we thank you for every leader that have graced this line, every pastor, every bishop, every prophetess. Oh, God, we're asking you to bless them, Lord God. Oh, God, it's time for us to come together. For you said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. Oh, God, we're looking for you to do some great and mighty things, Lord God. Somebody's not going to cross over into the year 2013. Somebody's going to keep the same old mindset. Oh, God, but we ask for you to renew our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for First Lady Carol on this morning, on this line, God. We thank you for her, and we give you glory for her, God. Bless her and her household, Lord God. Bless her husband. Bless her children and her grandchildren, Lord God. Bless the work of her hands, Lord God. The ministry that you have given her. Oh, God, cause it, Lord God, to come into effect in a greater way, Lord God, where she can minister and do the work that you have called her to do. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. Walker this morning, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her. Bless her where she's had a fall this week, Lord God. Oh, strengthen her body, her muscles, Lord God, her face, Lord God. Even when she has stitches, Lord God, bless her in the name of Jesus. Remember Dr. Burford, Lord God, Prophetess Harrison, all of my friends in the gospel, Lord God. Remember them on this morning, Lord God. We thank you, God, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to First Lady Carol. Hallelujah. We're going to let her just go forth and intercede in the name of Jesus.
Father God, we bless your name. Your name is above all names. Father God, I stand in agreement with all that has been said and all of the supplications that has been going up before your throne. Father God, you said we're two or three touching, that you will be a God in the midst. And whatever things we touch and agree on this earth, you will do it. And Father, we just thank you for the manifestation of your healing virtue that is going out right now as we we speak. Father God, manifest your works in us through the church, Father God, that the world may see and glorify you. Let the blind eyes be opened, Father God. Let the deaf hear. Let the dumb speak, Father God. Let those that are spiritually and naturally rise. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, let us invest that power that you gave us from the foundation of the world in the Garden of Eden, Father God, when man failed, Father God, but you sent the second Christ, you sent the second Adam, glory to God, to re-embellish the miracle-working power in us, in this flesh, Father God. We want to manifest your glory. We want to be in your glory in Christ Jesus. We want to be like Paul said, I know you in your suffering. Now that I know you in your resurrection power, glory to God. We want that resurrection power, Father God, where we speak and everything must obey. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we want to be more like you and less of us. In your precious name, God, we speak the relief in all of our lives. In the name of Jesus, to do the work that you call us to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, because when you see us, you see your son's blood. Father, and we thank you. We thank you that we you're just not a king. You're not just someone far away from us, but you're our daddy. And we thank you. We can say, Abba, hallelujah. Glory to God. We can make it a personal relationship. Father God, that's what we want, a closer walk with you. Father, we love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. There's none like you in all the universe. Father God, and we decree and declare more love to fall between your people, Father God, for this dying generation, Father God. Everyone has gone cold, Father God, but we are calling for that small remnant. Father God, you're calling for us. And God, and we want to yield and say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, to your ways. Yes to your statutes. Not my will, but thy will be done in this earthen vessel. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak over every territorial demon around this world. And we pull down the strongholds, Father God, of every high imagination that set itself up against you. In the name of Jesus, against your name, against your authority, against what you stand for in our lives, Father God. Let us be those bold soldiers that stand when the fiery darts of hell are flying. Glory to God. Father God, we want to just make your name and your power be manifested through this world, a dying world. Look on the children, Father God. We speak deliverance. A child right now is being abused. A whole person is being abused. At this very moment, Father God, Lord, we ask you to stretch an angel somewhere to sit and release them from the persecution they're going through at this very moment. Even there are our Christian brothers and sisters somewhere in this world are being persecuted for your name's sake, Father God. Let them endure hardness as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, and stand, because we all going to have to go through something to let people know that we love the Lord and we mean what we say, and we say what we mean. In the name of Jesus, the time is coming, hallelujah, that we're going to have to make a true stand. If a gun is to our head, Father God, we're going to have to make a true stand to say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, and we bless your holy name for giving us the strength to abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, and in you will we trust. Hallelujah. And nothing is impossible for the God that we serve. And God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? We bless your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. For giving us another opportunity, God. Oh, we bless you on this morning, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for the favor that you have on our lives. Hallelujah. You say we're two or three are together, touching and agreeing that you would be in the midst, Lord God. I feel you right now in our midst, Lord God. I feel you, Lord God, even while we were asleep, Lord God. You was working it out on our behalf, Lord God. I thank you for every good gift, every perfect gift. It comes from God. But come from a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of peace. God. Oh, we give you glory. We're not going to hold you, but we want you to continue to magnify and praise the Lord. We want to close this year out with thanksgiving in our heart. Hallelujah. And bless the Lord for all the favors that he has bestowed upon us. Hallelujah. We may not have all the tangible things, but if you have a mind to yet praise God, if you have a mind to yet seek God, if you have a mind to yet refrain from all the things that are in the world that are ugly and nasty and vile, I tell you, God is pleased with you. God is a God, hallelujah, that sees everything. Amen. So we bless the Lord. You on this morning, we thank God for Minister Prophet Mike on the line with us. Hallelujah. We asking you to pray for this fellowship that's coming up in about 12 more days. Hallelujah. We're looking to have a glorious time. We're not coming to beg. We're coming that people may be healed, that people may be delivered, that people may be set free, that people will know that they are victorious in Christ Jesus. And as long as we keep the Lord forever in our view, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We bless you on today, and we thank you for tuning in, and we're going to go ahead and ask Brother Mike to give us a dismissal, a prayer, and we're going to ask First Lady Carol if she would sing just a chorus of something for us, and we're gone, and we pray that you have a blessed and beautiful day as you go into your houses of worship. Brother Mike,
Father, once again, Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done for prayer. Couple of days, oh God, we're asking you that you put your seal of on it. No guys, no little yous, God, but that we lift you up, giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. Well, Heavenly Father, we ask you as we get ready to depart from this place, from off the phone, oh God, from the radio broadcast, and get ready to go into the several houses of worship, that we take you along with us, but you shield and protect us from harm and danger, bring us back all together at thine appointed time. We're careful and grateful to give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Honey, God is everything to me. Hallelujah.
Bye.
God bless you. Love you so much, First Lady. God bless you. I'll see you in a little bit. Have a great
day. God bless you too, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a beautiful and blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.